At first, I delay contacting or telling persons outside my comfort zone, not because I was afraid or ashamed, but I was avoiding the reaction I would get from persons, and honestly, I wasn't looking for pity. I was not looking for sympathy or sorry. We do not control our destiny, and sometimes when we ask, why me? We should also ask, why not me? What makes you or me more special than any other person? Now faced with a life-threatening illness, I was very selective concerning the persons I told. I wanted to surround myself with positive people, people who were willing to fight with me and journey this road with me. I had exceptional strong support from family and friends, and that was and is essential. You see, in my marathon, there were persons on the side who were giving me the water. So they were there cheering me on, and they were always willing to give me the water. I had persons who came and they cooked, they cleaned, they took me to and from my doctor, stayed with me through my chemo, so I had my personal cheerleaders. And I would like to thank my friend Rhonda, who was there for me throughout the whole process. We were friends from teenager, and my daughter, Nakisha, who was at the time studying for her medical degree, and I know that was added stress, but we trotted through all these.
Cancer support, we are here.